Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Later in the show, we will give away Metallica tickets. I'll also need Jason's up-to-the-second weather forecast for that, because I'll be there, and I've seen a lot of rain and or showers in the forecast.
That's tomorrow, correct?
Can you check if we're giving away Metallica tickets? I think we're giving away Post Malone tickets.
I mean, I have Metallica on this sheet, so...
If you read below, though, read below.
Ah, okay. So, correction.
Let's check with the boss over there.
T-shirt.
It's Post Malone's.
Okay. This is just a little typo.
Retraction.
All right.
Not giving away Metallica tickets, giving away Post Malone tickets.
Which are excellent.
But I still need a weather update from you at some point before tomorrow. Because I need to know whether I need to pack a poncho. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it.
I mean, it's gonna rain most of the day, but I think by the time they open, I think the rain will be gone.
They should be on stage around 8:45.
Yeah, I'm going to guess the rain will be gone. If the concert started at, say, 3:30 or 4.
Okay, which is not.
Right. You're in the doldrums.
Okay, good.
But I think if you're at, I think at night it'll be out.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think. But I'll check. Well, I'll check with my man Chuck Bell.
That's encouraging. I like that. Thank you.
Hey, real quick. See this firefighter's helmet here?
I do, yes.
Very cool. So this is the deal. I was asked by a firefighter of the Sterling Volunteer Fire Department to talk about this, all right? You guys remember the story about Trevor Brown? Trevor Brown was the firefighter who worked for Sterling Volunteer Fire Department. He was investigating a gas leak at a house in Sterling.
I do remember it now.
February of 24, and the house blew up.
Right.
And he was killed. All right.
A tragic story.
Tragic story, right? The guy who owned the house was arrested, and he was charged with, can't remember what he was charged with, but he was arrested. I think his last name was Bentley. But anyway, so someone designed this
Why was helmet. The guy arrested? Was it some sort of like meth clinic or something?
I don't know. He was arrested for the gas leak and
negligence.
Maybe. I'm not sure what the actual charge was, but he was arrested. Anyway, so Trevor Brown, father of three, passed away. So someone designed this helmet. It's very cool. And all of the caps signed it.
That's awesome.
Isn't that very cool?
Yeah.
And this is going to be auctioned off at the charity golf tournament, which is June 16th at 1757.
Okay, great.
So the department wants everyone to sign up, as many people as possible. They have a goal of, I think, $250,000. But this is going to be auctioned off. I'm actually going to try and get another helmet. I don't think it'll be designed by the Nats, but I'm going to try and get most of the Nats to sign another helmet.
Okay.
So that could be auctioned
off
too. But this is very cool. So this is going to be auctioned off at the charity tournament June 16th, 1757.
So they're looking for signups for the golf tournament?
They're looking for signups and auction items, you know, whatever. You know, typical stuff for a charity tournament. But this is very cool.
Yeah, it's like a one of a kind item. Yeah.
The guy who designed it did a great job.
Yeah.
Let me see the front.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It says
very
Capitals,
cool.
DC.
Yeah, yeah. So I was asked to promote this, but very cool. Sad story for Trevor Brown, but if you have any interest, just call 1757, and they'll give all the information for the tournament.
Very good.
JP's computer broke.
Okay.
Well, not the computer, but the cable, power cable.
The power charger.
So I got an extra HP right here. I said, you can have it if you want for the day.
Right.
And he goes, no, I'm just going to use the phone. Wouldn't you rather just use this?
No, it's fine.
He's a minimalist. He's fine.
You'd rather look at this than that?
He's okay with that.
Yeah, I don't need to use it during the segments.
Okay, all right. Well, the offer's there.
Appreciate it.
Anyway, it's time for the sports page, and of course, it's driven by my favorite team, the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. Head on over, ask for my buddy Josh Cochran. He is the general manager, and do what I did, make it Malloy, Malloy.com. All right, so I'm sure JP watched game four of the Western Conference Finals last night.
It's a late one.
Oklahoma City wins by two. Couple things on this. SGA had 40 in the game. He was 13 for 30. He went to the free throw line 14 times, hit 12. I did see that Ant-Man, I don't believe he took a shot in the first quarter.
Maybe he only took two shots in the first half.
His numbers at halftime were low.
Yeah. So explain what happened there. And then I know that the Thunder, I know SGA missed a free throw late that would have put him up four. So I guess the T-Wolves had a chance to tie it late, but they lose by two. So now they're down 3-1.
They didn't really have a chance because Oklahoma City is committed to fouling.
Gotcha.
So they foul and put you on the free throw line. And in the end, Minnesota Smart. Had to try and miss a free throw, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah, because there was only about 9 seconds left when they had
I think the simple answer is Oklahoma City plays really good defense on Anthony Edwards. Mm. There's a little bit of a double standard maybe if you watch the games. You can play Anthony Edwards hard and physical. Caruso, Dort, everybody they throw at him. Jalen Williams, who I believe made all NBA defensively.
Mm-hmm.
They all play physical on him. And then it almost seems like if you just blow on SGA, he's going to the free throw line. And he creates a lot. But he's such a good player. I think, really, usually in the NBA, the better player and the better team wins. OKC, best record in the NBA this year. MVP of the league. Shea had a really nice turnaround jumper late in the game. He's just a little bit better than Anthony Edwards.
And here's my question, and I watched some of this game
and
on
Chet
Saturday.
Was excellent, and Jalen Williams was excellent. I think Jalen Williams finished with 34 points.
Yeah, 13-24
in
the field.
Chet, take a look at the threes. I'm not exactly sure what he finished, but it seemed like, particularly in the fourth quarter, just knocked down big threes.
But here's my question, because this game I did kind of watch. Game three, which was the first game in Minnesota, the T-Wolves did whatever they wanted to do.
They won by 43.
They did whatever they wanted to do, and Ant-Man was doing whatever he wanted to do. He was getting easy buckets. He only got to the line, I think, a couple times. He was just scoring at will. So they didn't do anything defensively against him in game three, but then they flip it and dominate him defensively in game four.
What do you always say about betting in the NBA? Teams take nights off.
In the playoffs,
they shouldn't take a night off.
No, they're not.
But they're down 2-0. They're desperate. They go home.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But then you're down 2-1. Are you right back in it? Let's win another one and tie the series.
Well, it's a close game.
When Edwards and Randle combined for 21 points, it's just not going to. You're not going to win that game.
Yeah, I mean that's
those guys need to have more in the stat sheet.
So I guess my point is the T-Wolves, especially at home, can get something done. All right. But the fact that they couldn't, especially with Edwards in game four, is kind of a head-scratcher.
I'm not positive. They've also maybe made a little bit of an adjustment. Hartenstein didn't play much last night. He only played 13 minutes, I believe. So yeah, maybe they made a little adjustment.
Yeah, maybe they did. You're right. But when you lose by 42, obviously you're going to come back and try and do something differently defensively. But when you win by 42 at home, you should have a ton of momentum. The mojo should be on your side for game four, tie the series up, and then it's a real deal.
They had a chance.
Best of three.
They were there. They just couldn't get over the hump. Every time they seemed to get within a bucket, OKC would respond with a big basket. Chet hit a big three. Shea had a nice turnaround jumper.
Yeah.
So they're up 3-1. Sayonara, Minnesota.
Yeah, they're probably done. All right, Knicks Pacers tonight. And that game, of course, is in the game four.
I saw that Tyrese Halliburton's dad is going to be allowed to attend, but in a suite.
Okay.
He's going to be far removed from courtside, so he can't be a menace.
Probably, I don't think he'll be trash talking again.
I mean, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard to trash talk when you're up in a luxury suite.
Yeah, that's an interesting series, though, because the road teams have won every game. The Knicks could have easily won the first two games at home. Couldn't execute down the stretch. Credit to Indiana in that game one where they're down by 14 and come back in the last 3 minutes of the game. So they steal game one. Game two's close, but Indiana wins that. And then game three, they're up by 20 at one point. Then, you know, late in the game, you're thinking they're going to win, but Karl Anthony Towns goes nuts.
So,
desperation. We'll see what happens with the Knicks series. I kind of like both those series to just desperate teams in game three. You're down 2-0 and figuring out a way. You know, different scripts. Minnesota won by a ton and New York pulled it out.
Yeah.
But just desperate teams to win. So we'll see if they can even up the series.
You're still desperate in game four, especially when you're down 2-1. You're desperate. It just kind of surprised me that Edwards would shut down like that. So if the Pacers win tonight and they're up 3-1, you're going to see the Pacers and Thunder in the NBA Finals.
That might be the lowest rated NBA Finals.
That's what you're going to see. And only the hardcore NBA fans will care.
Yeah, the biggest of the big.
But 95% of the country won't. But
Thunder would be big favorites in that, wouldn't they?
Yes.
No? Yeah.
Sure. I mean, they've had a great year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they kind of are expected to at least get there, if not win it.
And as Cakes has pointed out many times, that's a Winger and Dawkins. You could point to them as being part of that plan. I know that that's Sam Presti was the boss, but that is the blueprint.
That's right. That's what we're hoping for, EB.
Let me know when we get anywhere close.
I will let you know.
Let me know when we get in that solar system.
I will inform you.
Yeah.
Remember, you guys are big on drafting. Was it the Turkish guy? Where's he from?
I forgot the guy's name.
No, Russian.
Oh, he's Russian.
Demon, right?
Yeah,
that's my guy.
D-E-M-I-N from BYU.
Until you show me somebody different, that's
kind of like him. I'm kind of smitten right now.
Yeah.
So the Nats, they did lose on Sunday to the Giants 4-0. Robbie Ray, who's probably the leader in the clubhouse for the Cy Young very early, but in the National League, he's undefeated. He's 7-0.
They've won 7 out of 10, though. The Nats are playing much better baseball.
They have won 7 of 10. Now they had the night off yesterday. They travel out west. They're going to play the Mariners, and then they'll play the D-backs out west. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, James Wood has just been a stud. 13 bombs. I mean, hitting the hell out of the ball. He's got a pretty really good average. Obviously, Abrams having a good year. He's tailed off a little bit the last three or four games, but playing all the young guys.
Cruz is almost at 200. Is it 196?
Nice. Yep.
Getting close.
Yep. And of course, he's on the IL. Mm-hmm. And they called up Robert Hassel to take his roster spot. But we'll see what the Nats do out west.
I saw a projection for James Wood at 46 home runs for the season.
That's
maybe it's changed. I mean, it changes game to game. But
I'm going to guess somewhere in the low to mid-30s.
It's a damn good year.
It's a great year.
Hell yeah. Of course
it is. Was he 22 years old?
Yeah, I mean, he's a stud.
A youngin.
So we'll see what happens there. We kind of opened up the show talking about the national championship in men's lacrosse yesterday. It's always on Memorial Day. And Cornell, who hadn't won a national championship since 1977, gets it. They beat the Terps 13-10.
Where I couldn't tell because I was watching it on my phone. I should know. Where were they holding it? Was it at Gillette?
Foxborough.
Was that Gillette? Yeah. There were a ton of people there, at least low.
It was pretty packed. Lower bowl was pretty crowded.
Yeah.
Who were the final four teams? I have no idea.
It was Maryland.
You give me two.
Maryland.
Who'd Maryland beat
Cornell,
in the final four?
Maryland beat Penn State. Maryland beat Cuse.
Penn State.
Mm-hmm. Penn State upset Notre Dame. Notre Dame was leading in that game like by three or four goals late, and Penn State stormed back to make the final four.
Right.
Then Cornell beat them to advance and face the Terps.
How far did Georgetown go?
Georgetown lost the Terps in the quarters.
Gotcha.
In Annapolis.
It was local representation.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a fun game to watch.
Well, it is the state sport of Maryland, JP, along with jousting.
For those horse racing's that?
The official
it's state, jousting and lacrosse.
Those are the two official state sports of the great state of Maryland.
When's the Belmont Valdez? What do we got? Two more weeks or
next week?
Next week.
It's next week. Okay. All right. Good.
How many horses will be in that? About
eight? Probably six or seven.
Yeah.
Is journalism going to be in it or no? They're done with them, pulling them out.
I think journalism's going to run it.
Going to run. Okay. Good.
Journalism, the winner of the Preakness.
Yeah.
You got up that stud
fee. Which I don't know if you were here when we talked about it. That's one of the greatest races I've ever seen.
I was not. I didn't actually watch it live. I saw the highlight.
It's unbelievable.
Journalism must have been, how many lengths back?
He was a lot, and he was like getting 30? Bumped, well, bumped the all way over
the
place.
He just fought through the other horses and then just came from behind. And
wins by a head.
Yeah.
So that was crazy to watch. But I just can't get, like you said before, I can't really get into the Preakness if the winner of the Derby isn't in it.
I'm with you.
It's a big buzz.
But in hindsight, it ended up being an amazing race.
It was a great race. That's all. Of course, you know, everyone wants to bet on it, but if the winner of the Derby isn't in it, to me, just it's uninteresting.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean?
By the way, this is sports related, so I think maybe we can crowbar it into the sports page. Did you see that Mary Lou Retton was arrested on a DUI charge?
No, I did not see that. America's sweetheart, Mary Lou Retton.
She is.
Now that's been a long time removed. I think she won the gold medal in 1984.
I think 84.
It's a long time ago.
She. I guess she lives in West Virginia now.
I know she's from West Virginia.
Okay,
and she's from Fairmont, West Virginia.
She was like on her deathbed a couple years ago. Remember, with like pneumonia, and the kids were like crowdfunding for money. And turns out she survived. Her lungs are all banged up, but obviously she's living a tough life over there. Arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol, controlled substances, or drugs, according to the West Virginia court system.
That's rough.
She's small, though. Two glasses of wine, and she's probably hammered.
Yeah, unless she's a pro.
Yeah, unless, yeah.
You know, you never know what her tolerance is. But, yeah, it's just what a kind of somewhat fall from grace, right? You always just think of her as America's sweetheart.
I know. It's sad.
Here she is, this kind of, it seems like, this troubled adulthood in West Virginia.
I can't imagine that there's too much to do in Fairmont, West Virginia. If that's where she was. I mean, that's where she's from. But
is that also where Nick Saban is from? He's definitely from someplace
from
in
West
Virginia.
He could be.
Yeah.
She was in Marion County, wherever that is, Jason.
Not sure where that is.
But
I didn't see that. No.
Anyway, then the pictures of her from a couple years ago when she was recovering from the pneumonia, and she has, like, you know, the air machine or whatever. She's wearing, you know, that thing they wear under your nose where it blows, you know, oxygen. God, she looks terrible. Looks terrible, Case.
Well, looks good wearing one of those.
Nobody looks good with the oxygen pads pumping oxygen into their nose.
Right.
And Saban is from Fairmont.
He is, yeah.
Yep, he's a Fairmonter. We don't talk a lot of WNBA unless it's related to
Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese.
Pretty much Caitlin Clark. The first person you mentioned.
But anyway, so she's got a quad sprain, some sort of a leg injury. She's going to be out for 2 weeks. She's going to miss 4 or 5 games.
One of those including the Mystics, right?
Including the Mystics game, which is not going to be here. It's going to be in Baltimore,
because they're doing renovations to Capital One Arena over the summer. So.
Have the Mystics stayed hot? Remember, they started off 2-0. Anyone?
Ask Drab. Drab's the biggest Mystics fan in the building, I think.
I've got they are 2-3.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I guess they haven't stayed hot.
Smashed into the wall.
Slipped a little bit.
So they have not stayed hot.
Guessing the two rookies that were hot in the first 2 games have cooled off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have lost three consecutive. So,
but the headline was terrible, like in the Daily Mail about Caitlin, because I saw it just when I was just briefly browsing the internet, and they were like, tragic injury. And I was like, oh, no, what happened? Did she, like, blow out her ACL or Achilles?
No, it's tragic for the league that she's injured.
Oh, yeah, but for, like, 2 weeks.
They got your click.
Yeah, but
they
still.
They got my click.
I mean, it's like your breadwinner of the league is out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not great.
Not great, but it's okay. Especially when, tragic.
Especially when they flash at the bottom of the screen on the ticker that she'd never missed a game at Iowa or in the WNBA up to this point.
Right.
She was like a horse, and now she's, you know, sidelined.
Yeah, so she's out for a couple weeks. And the WNBA is not happy.
No, I'm sure they're
they are not happy.
Well, a bunch of players are probably happy. The league might not be happy.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, ESPN will have a few less highlights, but it seemed like the players haven't particularly warmed up to her.
Yeah.
Still.
I don't know why. She's the thing.
All she's doing is bringing eyeballs.
All she's doing is helping keep that league afloat and keeping interest in it.
Yeah.
So they should care about her health and her long-term well-being. All right, when we come back, we will tell you about a shakeup in the Soda Wars. There's a new number three in town. We'll tell you who it is next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.